Yeah. Why would a captain, would that lead, or would he lead another bunch?
Probably would lead it.
Well, now Violet's husband, he was that too.
He was that.
Well, he was a captain, and I don't know what's higher than a captain.
Well, I believe
Colonel
is probably higher than a captain. I'm not
Well, anyway, her husband's retired now from the Army,
Have you ever heard anybody use captain in any other way, like call a little child a captain?
How would they
use that? What did they mean, they'd say?
Well, I don't know if he is as smart or just have a lot of kind of witty. They would say he is a captain, you know, to say or something like that.
Yeah. Now, the man who would be over the county court, what would he be called? When they have a trial, the man that has to...
Well, it'd be a judge.
Oh, be a judge.
Yeah, it'd be the judge.
Now, a child in school would be called a...
A student, I think.
And now a person that would be employed by a businessman to do his typing and stuff and answer his letters, they'd call
him. Well, that'd be a secretary, you see.
Now, if a man on the stage would be an actor, then a woman would be, that's on a stage or in the movies, would be called a...
Well, I think she'd be an actress, too,
wouldn't she?
Yes, I think so. My own opinion, she would be.
Now, if you were talking about yourself, I mean, your nationality, you say, like, anybody born in this country would be called...
Well, you mean a native of the state?
Or, I mean, in the
United States.
Anybody born in the United States is called a...
Well, I don't know. They just
American.
That'd be the right answer, I think.
Yes,
American.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Now your own. Talking about your color and your race, you'd say you call
white.
Now, if you were talking about white people, who kind of good for nothing and lazy, you'd call them.
Well, I wouldn't call them hoodlums and everything else.
How about the poor white...
trash.
Now, you've heard
that? Yeah, I've heard that too.
Now, talking about people that live way back up in the hills.
Mountain...
Hillbillies.
Yeah, I've heard them called hillbillies, mountain hoosiers,
and
stuff like that. I've heard them, hillbillies.
Now, if you want to know how many times somebody does something like go to town, you'd say, well, how
often do they go?
Is waiting for you to get ready to go someplace, they might call in here and say, you going to be ready soon? You'd say, yeah, I'll be with you in
a few minutes.
Or if it's just going to be 1 minute, you say, I'll be with you
in a minute, yeah. Maybe you're ready while you were.
Now, if somebody said they didn't like something, and you wanted to agree with them, you'd say, well, me.
You mean I don't like it either?
Yeah. Boy, you're so smart. Now, this is just for pronunciation to see how you'd say this. I'll point to different. Now, this right here on my head would be my...
Fard.
And this... Part stuff growing here.
That'd be hair, you see.
Now on a man's face, you say he has to shave his
beard.
Beard
or whiskers, which would be the same.
Now to tell this one from this one, you call this one would be your.
You'd be your left ear, I guess. You see,
would be
your right.
Now this right around here would be.
That'd be your neck.
And the part that you swallow through would be
your throat.
Have you ever heard anybody talk about a goozle? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of them, you know, when they talk, men especially, just a knot in when they talk or sing and just go up and down.
And that'd be what they call
goozle, yeah.